May the Lord give you his peace. Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Daily Message of Hope. This is Father Stosh Daly, joined by Father Adam Streitenberger.
Hello. Great to be here.
Awesome. It's Friday, the first Friday in the Holy Season of Lent, and the first Friday in the 40 Days of Adoration campaign here in the Diocese of Columbus. Now, for those of you who perhaps have not been able to join us previously this week on this Daily Message of Hope, and maybe you've missed the posters or information in your local parish. With the season of Lent this year, here in the Diocese of Columbus, we are combining this beautiful season, this penitential season of Lent, with 40 days of adoration. In a nice way, short way, every day of this season of Lent, a different church, and on some days churches, have been designated a station church where the faithful are invited to come away and pray. If only even just for a few moments, to come away and pray before the Lord Jesus Christ, who is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. We say body, blood, soul, and divinity. The Lord is present. Each day in the season of Lent, we have 40 days of adoration. We have different places or churches designated for adoration and prayer, places designated where the Mass will be offered and the faithful are welcome to attend, confessions might be heard. So today, for example, on February 19th, we have St. Patrick's Church in downtown Columbus, the Dominican Priory Church. They have Our Lord exposed for adoration in the Holy Eucharist from 7:30 this morning up until 8 p.m. tonight, in addition to the Masses they have offered at 7 a.m. this morning and 11:45. So today is the station church of St. Patrick's. Tomorrow, on Saturday, St. John Neumann in Sunbury, Ohio, will have Our Lord exposed for adoration from 7:30 in the morning to 8 p.m. On Sunday, the 21st, Immaculate Conception Church in Kenton, Ohio. That's Immaculate Conception in Kenton, and that's K-E-N-T-O-N, not Canton, but Kenton. They'll have Our Lord exposed from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then, of course, early next week, we've got St. Joan of Arc coming up and St. Mark in Lancaster. But Father Adam, you were instrumental in organizing the 40 Days of Adoration, reaching out to the priests and parish coordinators and establishing this. What's been the feedback so far with regard to openness or excitement?
Well, you know, we announced this, that we were going to do this. So, you know, the bishop is calling for the special time of planning in the diocese. And we had met with the priests, I think it was in December or January, to kind of explain some of the process. And of course, that the bishop really wanted to kick everything off with prayer, which rightly we should do, you know, to kind of ask the Lord to lead us and guide us in this planning. But also, you know, Bishop is his, and we all know that we really need to kind of shake off this sort of isolation from COVID, especially isolation from the sacraments for those that haven't come back.
Right.
And so it's kind of this sort of twofold purpose. So we came up with this idea based on, you know, this ancient tradition. I think a real desire of promoting adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And so, you know, we said to the priests, you know, hey, we're going to do this. Well, you know, before the meeting was even over with, I had like 8 texts from priests saying, hey, we want a day, we want a day.
You mean our brothers weren't paying attention?
Yeah. Well, you know, they, who knows? But anyway, and then when I started to reach out, I mean, I had the calendar filled in a day or two, you know, and I called on a Monday, which most priests' day off is Monday.
Right.
And by Tuesday, the calendar was filled. Yeah. And then subsequent to that, you know, so there's been a great deal of excitement among the priests, because I think all of the priests that I've talked to really want something to kind of signal that, hey, we are in business, you know, like the Eucharist is available.
Right.
Our churches are opened, and now it's time to come home.
Yeah. And I think you also saw that the priest expressed a very beautiful, very vocal in this situation, desire to take care of the faithful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the priests know that there are many, many, many people who are really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest, as men of Jesus Christ, priests of Jesus Christ, they know that the Lord is the one who will heal.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is the one who will free. and the Lord is the one who will restore. So, I mean, it's really beautiful that so many priests would step up. And then, of course, since then, based on the roadmap we have in front of us, you've got a lot of other priests that have since stepped
up. You know, it was, I mean, I'm mildly Germanic, which is an understatement, but I kind of wanted everything finished by January the 13th, like where everything's set and it's sent. But, you know, there were, after it became a little more publicized, I think, you know, I mean, because pastors get busy and parish staff get distracted and everything like that, they were like, oh, no, we want a day. We want a day. Exactly. We want a day. So I think we added like another half dozen to a dozen.
And that's probably how we ended up with some days that have multiple churches.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, like we began on Ash Wednesday and St. Joseph's Cathedral was the first station church. And then yesterday on the 18th, St. Vincent de Paul. Today is St. Patrick's, the Dominican Priory Church in downtown Columbus. And then tomorrow, St. John Newman in Sunbury. And then Immaculate Conception in Kenton and St. Joan of Arc and Powell on Monday. So right there, I mean, it's a variety of different places and addresses and zip codes. And as we go further and farther into the holy season of Lent, you know, then you'll start having other places come on. You know, like on Sunday, you've got Kenton, Immaculate Conception. Then on the 23rd, we have St. Mark in Lancaster. And on the 25th, St. Mary of the Assumption in Lancaster. So, I mean, and then Our Lady of Lourdes in Ada is on the 26th. So, I mean, it's not just a Columbus thing. It's not just, you know, a particular part of Columbus thing. And it's not just like, well, Marian is the only one doing this. I mean, this is literally across the diocese. You've got different churches that are the station church for the Church of Columbus, the Diocese of Columbus. You know, you mentioned a couple of days ago how St. Philip Neri helped to not initiate, but revive the practice of the station churches. And that's really what we're doing here. We have station churches in our diocese, like the Diocese of Rome has. And every day there's a different church or churches designated for prayer, maybe even Holy Mass, if you can make the scheduled Mass for the day. But to go and pray, it's kind of like making a pilgrimage. You know. And Father Adam, what would you, how would you describe a pilgrimage in just a short, sweet way of explaining?
Well, you know, it's a trip we make to see the Lord, which in that, you know, very basic, simple way, it really is a kind of a microcosm of our life, you know, that we journey from our baptism towards heaven, that our life is a pilgrimage, you know, and that the church universal is on pilgrimage from her origins, from the side of Christ to the eschaton, to the returning of Christ. And history really is this pilgrimage that the church is on. And so, and each of us in the spiritual life are, you know, journeying closer to the Lord. So this is a very ancient practice of penance, you know, a unique kind of practice of penance in the church, to go on a trip, to go on a pilgrimage to a place, to a destination of holiness. And it represents the spiritual journey, our life of faith, and the life of the church. And in that way, I think we have 40 opportunities, 40 or more opportunities for this pilgrimage, to be reminded. You know, sometimes we say that even Lent is a journey.
Absolutely.
That we go from Ash Wednesday journeying towards Easter. You know, I think also, to your point, too, is having parishes all over the diocese reminds us that we are one church.
Yeah.
And not just one in the one apostolic, Catholic, apostolic, you know, and holy, universal church, but also one as a diocesan church or a local church or a particular church. That it's not really what parish we're from. It's really that we are all from the same diocesan church. We all have one pastor, one bishop. And I think that's a beautiful reminder of this whole practice, that we should feel home, at home in any church in the diocese, because it is our home.
Yeah,
where Jesus is our home, you know?
No, I mean, it's exactly wherever the Lord Jesus is present, we should be able to be at peace there.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a variety of opportunities, and, you know, and just for those who are just tuning in to the radio right now and the Daily Message of Hope, we're discussing about the different station churches every day in the season of Lent where the Lord may be encountered in the Holy Eucharist, exposed for adoration. But, you know, in addition to the visits to different churches, we have other practices in the season of Lent which are widely available, not the least of which is Stations of the Cross.
Yeah,
a beautiful tried and true devotion and practice, which it's interesting because every church has to have a set of the stations in it. But communally, the stations are oftentimes only prayed in Lent, and usually, you know, Fridays in Lent. It's just one of those cultural practices we have, you know, Friday and Lent, Stations of the Cross. A beautiful opportunity. But Father Adam Streitenberger is joining me today, and he's a member of the secular Franciscans. And within the Franciscans especially, there's a beautiful devotion to the cross. And not just the Lord Jesus and the Holy Eucharist, but also the cross of Christ and the Stations of the Cross. In fact, you know, I'm at Holy Family, an old, old church. And going through some of the old records, we came across a piece of paper which was written in Latin, but it was our allowance from a Franciscan provincial minister, I believe, to erect the Stations of the Cross. Every church had to get permission and had to be granted permission for the stations. And it was really beautiful, but it kind of showed a connection to the Franciscan order to have the stations there. And we can't all go to the Holy Land, but we can visit the church and make the way of the cross, the Via Crucis, the stations. So as we bring to a close this message of hope, you know, I want to thank Father Adam for joining me, and you know, and we'll be together throughout the season of Lent, highlighting the different churches where we are all, as the faithful, invited and encouraged to attend and see the Lord, whether it's tomorrow at St. John Newman, Sunday at Immaculate Conception in Kenton, or even on Monday at St. Joan of Arc, or next Tuesday at St. Mark in Lancaster. In this season of Lent, may the Lord give you his peace.